You're listening to Alley Cat in Cuba with DJ Casanova.
Right near the beach. Boy!
On BFF.fm.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy DJ Casanova, and this is Alley Cat in Cuba. Hello. I know, first of all, I have to start the show off because I know things are going ridiculous right now. If you watch the news, and it's just like, I can't even fathom what's going on right now in Minnesota. So it's just ridiculous. Like, today the president tweeted something about if people are looting, they're going to start shooting. It's like, this is our president, ladies and gentlemen. The president of the United States tweeted that if you are looting, that the police are able to kill you. That's the world that we're living in 2020. And I'm not one to get political. I don't like to talk about politics or anything because my show is strictly about music. But it is getting to the point where this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm a young black male. I grew up in the streets of Harlem, New York. I now live in the Bay Area, where I love the Bay Area because, not for nothing, not that all white people are racist, because that's far from the case. But in the Bay Area, I feel at home. I feel like color isn't a thing. It's not like I'm black, you're white. People in the Bay Area, we're just living amongst one another. Not just living, but we're a community and we love one another. In San Francisco and Oakland and San Jose, at least from my perspective, coming from New York, New York has all different, you know, diversities. It's ethnicities, races, everything. But it's really segregated. Like, black people live in their neighborhoods, Hispanic people live in their neighborhoods, white people live in their neighborhoods. But I feel like in the Bay, again, this is from my perspective, that it's different. I just felt like everybody is intertwined with one another and that black lives actually matter in the Bay. And not to say that they don't have their own issues out there, because it's not perfect, but it's just where I feel at home. And I just wanted to say that. And I wanted to say rest in peace to George Floyd, and my condolences go out to his family, because, again, this is getting absolutely ridiculous. And we've had numerous occasions just over the last week of white people calling the police on black people just for being present somewhere. The guy that was birdwatching in Central Park, a woman called the cops on him because she was walking her dog without a leash in a protected area. So he told her to put the dog on a leash, and she didn't. And then she thought, by calling the police and stating that it was an African-American male who was threatening her, that they would somehow come faster. And I don't know, he would be dealt with. And then the guy calling the building manager on the grown black entrepreneurs in Minnesota because they were in the gym and he didn't recognize them. But it's not his job to do that because he's not a building manager. But I can go on and on about all of these injustices that's been going on. And it's 2020, mind you. This is 2020. This is not 1973. This is not 1963. This is not 1920. This is 2020, ladies and gentlemen. We really need to get it together. And when I say we, I mean the country, and not just the country, but the world. Black people are being targeted, and I really don't understand why people cannot comprehend why we say Black Lives Matter. I really don't understand. I feel like if you are fighting against it with the All Lives Matter, and if black people stop doing this, and if they protest peacefully, then you're looking for an excuse, because we have history books, we have textbooks, we have the internet, we have newspapers. It's all of this evidence that shows you that black people are being greatly mistreated in this country. And not to mention Jim Crow and mass incarceration. Like, what more evidence do you need? I really don't understand it. I really don't. And it's heartbreaking that every day black men are being gunned down, and not even just gunned down, kneed in the back of the neck, choked, all of these things. And it's frustrating to be on the outside and just watching it and not being able to do anything, because I'm in the military. So, you know, from my perspective, it's like, what am I doing? You get what I mean? And I'm a police officer in the military on top of that. So, yeah, I just hope that one day that, you know, white people, everybody, not just white people, because it's other races and nationalities who are also prejudiced against black people. For what? What did black people ever do to anybody to make you guys hate us so much? I really don't understand. But I'm going to get off my soapbox and get into some more music because, whew, boy, that was a long topic. I just talked for like 8 minutes. But this song right here is French Press, and it's by Rolling Blackouts Coastal Fever. Check it out.
Thank you. Hi, this is JW Francis, and you're now tuned in to DJ Catsanova on BFF.FM.
there, ladies and gentlemen, was Dream Girl by No Vacation. Before that, I played Heads Giving by Porches. I love some Heads Giving. And French Press by Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever. If you're just now tuning in, it's DJ Catsanova. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, SoundCloud, MixCloud, and especially my YouTube. On my YouTube channel, I have a whole bunch of interviews with artists. And I have something in the works right now, cooking up. Me and a fellow BFF DJ are trying to get a podcast up and running on Apple Podcasts of all of the interviews that I've done, because I have a few interviews waiting in the queue to put out, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear them. And yeah, I was on my soapbox earlier, so if you're just now tuning in, you missed it. But once the show is over, you can go back and listen to the archives, because I don't want to get back on it because I'll just go off on a tangent. I want to stick here and just play some music for you guys. I want to take your mind off of what's happening only for a moment. I don't want to distract you. I just want you to let your body, you know, digest what's going on at the moment, because it is a lot. I'll just say that. And this next song I'm going to play for you is Houdini Crush by Book and Gaze. Weird name, but good song.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Billy Momo. You're listening to DJ Cats Nova. Go.
friends you will love. BFF.FM, where the DJs are nice and the songs are good, and it's right in your neighborhood. So if you love music and you love friends, listen to BFF.FM.
There, ladies and gentlemen, was Johnny by Basement Revolver. And it just so happens that that chorus in the song just mimic what's going on right now. It is a really bad time right now. I can't believe that racial tensions are this high in 2020. Makes you wonder, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to get into some more music because we only have about 15 minutes left in the show. So this song right here is Home, and it's by Vacations. Check it out.
Sunshine through my windows, everyone's so aware. guy that looks out for all the kiddies in the park.
We left to wait for your call.
there was Annie Blue by Launder. Before that was This Time Around by Beauty Queen. And before that was Wet Mouth by Nanami Ozone. And if you're just now tuning in, it's DJ Catsanova. And ladies and gentlemen, I am sad to say that we are out of time. So, yeah, I'll play this right now for you guys.
So we might as well have a good time.
Yeah, I hope you guys did have a good time. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify. Yes, thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I hope you guys listen to this show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because I was on my soapbox earlier. And yeah, make sure you follow me on all of those and look out for new playlists. Every Friday and every Monday, Alley Cat and Cuba will be on the airwaves. Here's the last song that I have for you. It is Memory Pools by Foxes and Fiction. See you guys next week.